Okay, so we have one or two nekudas left in terms of the sugya. May take us the whole shiur, but we'll see how long it takes us just to put the, for our purposes, the final touches on the sugya pigum. So when we've been discussing the sugya mefagel, so we realized that Rashi told us something very, very startling. Rashi told us almost the wrong thing. He gave us the wrong definition, I mean, at least not the classic halachic definition of the word mefagel. Rashi veered off course a little bit for us and started to talk about a person who offers a chatas the same shlomo. We're not arguing that's a big problem. We're not arguing that creates a psul. We're not arguing that creates a hefsed. But that's not really standard pigul. So what did Rashi have in mind? So we quoted from the Chassam Sofer, very, very innovative Chan Rashi. The Rashi was addressing the issue that already appears in Rishon, and the Meiri already was sensitive to this, that we're not so sure that mefagel should really be chayev, because maybe every mefagel is covered by the rule of Ein Elokim Mishalim, because after all, the Gemara says Yechai Malkus for being mefagel. So now, truth to be told, we happen to paskin that there's no malchus for mefagel because there's a lot of shame b'maiser, but not everyone agreed to that. Rabbi Yehuda didn't accept that. So maybe the Chassam Sofer says, following in a sense, the ikvos to Meiri and the Shibuk Betzes, that maybe that's what Rashi was trying to avoid. That if you go down the route of regular pigul, then you're going to run smack into a problem of ain't a local mishalim, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we have reason to believe that Rabbi Chia is not committed to one view or the other, because the whole thrust of the Gemara, the whole flow of the Gemara in the Vei, is to get Rabbi Chia in sync with everybody. That's what the Gemara is asking. So listen to Moshe, listen to Fagel. The Gemara is throwing out questions. We don't want to lock Rabbi Chia into one particular box. So if that's the case, says the Chassam Sofer, if you're dealing with the real Mefagel, that would be Ein Elokim Mishalim. If you're dealing with this quasi Mefagel, not really Mefagel, but Mechsheva Shalol Shema, then somehow you're not subject to this idea of Malkus, there's no Issev Lo Yechashev. And we took that and we said, wait a second, is that true? This whole pshat of Chassam Sofer is only as true as that last point is, namely that the Issev Lo Yechashev that Chazal described in Zvachim Dach Chavtes, that Issev Lo Yechashev only applies to Pigul Mamish, but when it comes to Shalol Lishma, so that is not included in the Isser. And if that statement is true or not, then the Chassam Sofer's pshat is a potential pshat. If that statement is not true, then the Chassam Sofer's pshat doesn't even get off the ground. So we were Ma'ari yesterday that itself is actually a machlokes two opinions in Rashi himself. Rashi in Zvachim writes that Shalol Lishma is covered by Le'ich HaShev, which of course would undermine this entire pshat. The Rashi Menachas Daf Beis says the exact opposite, which again would support, would lead credibility to this pshat of the Chassam Sofer. So let's just for a moment and ask ourselves, what do we think this should depend on? Which pshat, so to speak, should be right? Do we think that this Le'ich HaShev does include Shalol Lishma? Or do we think it doesn't include Shalol Shema? What do we think the din should be? Forget about the Rashi, the Chassam Sofer. Just if I would ask you, based on our deep understanding of this Issur of Le'ich HaShev, as appears in Tzvachim Dav Chavtes, do we think the Le'ich HaShev is specific to Pigul, to din prati and Pigul? Or do we think we can carry it over and extrapolate over to other Psalim Akshav as well? Any thoughts on the matter? No pun intended. Any thoughts on the matter? Come on, nobody caught it. I didn't catch it myself. Thoughts, got it, Makshava, got it? Rashi, Rambam, Tosu, yeah, okay. Forget. Yeah, Lou, let's go. What do you think? Who's got what to say about it? Okay, so again, our initial reaction would be, you know, we're very pratiistic of people. You know, we're very private, very limited. You know, we don't want to be Baal Mechatshim or not. You know, we're very, very limited, you know, tunnel vision. That's one way of looking at it. Or you could say, what do you mean? Well, if people is just an example, it's an example of a whole category of Psalim Machshava. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do with that. Any reason why there's some fundamental difference between the Machsheves Pigul and the Machsheves Shalol Shema? Not just the one creates courage. That's not what I'm talking about. Anything fundamental? Who was with us last year? Well, hands this one down. Who was with us last year?
You say the second
carbon
is still a good
carbon. No, it's not. No, Chatas Shalom is Mamash Puzzle. You gotta burn it. It's gone. It's finished. It's history. Anyone remember back in Daftas and Masech HaSukah? Oh, come on. What do you do with Stamushma? What does that mean? Yadua! Okay, not Yadua. You learn brisk in the vase and the Zvach with Yadua. The famous Chakira, the ABCs of Lashma and Shalol Lashma by Kabbalahs. First, Mishnah's Bachar. All Kabbalahs have to be Shechet Lashma. If the Shechet Shalol Lashma, so then there are ramifications thereof. Sometimes the ramifications are disastrous, that's possible. Sometimes the ramifications are less tragic. It's not Oy Lashem Bat Lachoiva, but it's still technically kosher. What's the nature of this din of Shalol Lashma by Kosher? Yesh Lach Kor the following. Is Pshat that every korban has to be lishma. That's the din. The din is you have to bring a korban lishma. Now maybe you could say stama lishma. Maybe that's another story. That's the zach of the beis and the beis. But the starting point is a korban has to be done lishma. Now it could be that stama is lishma. That's possible. But a korban has to be lishma. And therefore, when you have a machshava shelo lishma, wherein lies the problem? Why is a machshava shelo lishma a problem? Because when you have a shelo lishma, what are you lacking? You're lacking a lishma. So the possibility of the korban, either to the degree that it's possible with the eved, or the inability for that korban to serve as a kosher korban to be yaitzeh your neder, your chiyuv, emanates from the fact that the korban is lacking something positive. It's lacking the proper machshavas lishma. Is that the pshat? So that's not the pshat b'chol. There is no din that a korban has to be lishma. Just bring a korban. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. A korban doesn't have to be lishma. Ela what? Shelo lishma is a paisel in Karbanos. Just as pigul is a paisel, chutzam kaime is a paisel, chutz la'echla b'peisach is a paisel, there are a list of pasel and machshavas that can disqualify a carbon, either fully disqualify, or at least invalidate to the extent of it serving to be yaitzeh yechiyev. So what is the essence, what's the nature of shelo lishma? Is shelo lishma a lack of positive, or shelo lishma, an introduction of negative? This is the famous chakir from Briskarov, opening chakir from the second Machat. Everybody talks about this. The famous Briskarov. We spoke a lot about this last year. No one remembers, right? By lishma, by mitzvah, there's this connection between lishma and mitzvah, lishma b'kachim. So the chayr, that's the root of the issue between the 2 days in Rashi. What does lo yechashev mean? If you had to really summarize what the Torah is saying, lo yechashev, don't do what? What is pigul on this etzit? What's the etz of pigul? A machshava psula. What the Torah is saying in Lo Yechashev is, don't put a machshava psula into a carbon. Don't insert a machshava psula into a carbon. That's what the nature of the etz of Lo Yechashev is. So, v'med devam amurim, there's a violation of Lo Yechashev. That's by machshava chutz l'zmano. Or even chutz l'mkomo. I'm not so closet. I'm not so, limited in my skill. That's a tunnel vision that pigul, yeah, nothing else, no. No. Any and every machshava psula can be subject to the Torah violation of le'echoshev, but that's only if it's a machshava psula. So pigul is a machshava psula, chutzim kaima is a machshava psula, shelo lishma is not a machshava psula. Shelo lishma is a problem because of the absence of machshava kshera, and therefore the machshava of shelo lishma is not subject to the prohibition of le'echoshev. But if you go down the other route and say no, that there is no din of lishma by kabbanis. You never ever needed a din of lishma by kabbanis. Kabbanis are good on their own merit. But when you introduce, when you insert a machshava shelo lishma, that's a poisel to the korban. Oh, that's the poisel. It's not a lack of positive heksha, but it's the existence of a positive poisel. That inserting of a machshava psula into a korban, that's exactly what the Torah says is the violation of le'echashev. It doesn't matter whether this machshava is pigul, machshava is chutzim kaima, or machshava shelo lishma. So the chayr, that's the issue that the 2 days in Rashi are. And you're about that very chakira of the briskira of the Gidim Masechet Zvach. However, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not so sure that what I said is correct, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what my hesitation is. Did anybody check me up on those two Rashis? Somebody asked me about it in the shiur. Who asked me during Seder? No. What's Rashi talking about? What's the case Rashi is talking about? It's talking about which half of the Mishnah? Kol hazvachim shenizbuch shelo lishman, ksheirim, chutz mechatas v'pesach v'zmanu. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says that I have a korban ola, and by mistake I went ahead and shechted l'shem shlamim. The Gemara says, just because you goofed and you shechted l'shem shlamim, don't continue to do the avodas l'shem shlamim, because continuing to do it will be a violation of something. Rashi and Zvachim says a violation of le'echoshev, Rashi Menachem says not a violation of le'echoshev, it's a mitzvah essay. The case that Rashi is debating with himself, the 2 days in Rashi, is a case where ultimately the korban is going to be what? is going to be kosher. Ella what? What am I doing to the carbon? I'm not passing the carbon. I'm removing the carbon's ability to do what? To be mitzvah yedei chazasi. If I took a nadam not yaitzei, if I have a chiv to bring the carbon not yaitzei. But the carbon that's supposed to was kosher. So, b'med devar memurim that Rashi said in Maseches Menachos, Rashi in Tone, Rashi in Ferdinand Menachos, that there's no violation of lo yechoshev, that's only when I did a machshava shelo lishma, which what? Which doesn't pass the carbon anyway. So that kind of a shelo lishma, you can't call lo yechoshev. Lo yechoshev, of Rashi Menachos, means don't pass the carbon. But if your machshava doesn't pass the carbon because it's kosher anyway, that's not lo yechoshev. And guess what? Rashi and Zvachim disagreed even with that. Rashi and Zvach said, no, if you thought a machshava, which is not appropriate, that impacts on the korban, even though the impact of the korban is not a psul, but it's an impact of a lack of being oil l'shem b'ayilim, that's also called a violation of lo yechoshev. So the nuance of the machloikis, the 2 days in Rashi, is not as shalol l'shma, called a machshava psul or not, shalol l'shma, probably lo yechoshev. Of course shalol l'shma is lo yechoshev, if and when it passes the korban. So lo l'shma by Pesach, lo l'shma by Chatzos, avav is le'yichoshev. The holidays is le'yichoshev. Rashi never dreamt otherwise. The only piskomper Rashi gave us that shalo l'shma is not a violation of le'yichoshev is a shalo l'shma that doesn't ruin the carbon anyway. Yeah, Ken Zion is not called le'yichoshev. But when it ruins the carbon, of course that's le'yichoshev. That doesn't bode well for who, Rabbi say? Who does that not at all bode well for? If what I just finished telling you is that l'chol hadeis, lo yechoshev includes the shalol l'shma hapeselas, and there is no source anywhere in Rashi to say otherwise. Lo yechoshev means pigon, lo yechoshev means chutzim koymoi, and lo yechoshev carries over to what? Shalol l'shma hapeselas, if and when it passes, it's included in shalol, it's included in lo yechoshev. Rashi in Menachos only meant to say if it's not going to pass, it's not lo yechoshev, but otherwise it is. What does that bode very, very poorly for, Rabbi Yisai? Chassam Sofer is trying Rashi. Because what was the essence of Chassam Sofer is trying Rashi? Chassam Sofer is trying to emphasize why in the world did Rashi bend over backwards and give you the wrong case of Pigol. So Chassam Sofer says for the following Shtickl Torah. Because in real bona fide Pigol, you wouldn't pay according to Rabbi Yehuda because you're Chai Malkus. But in Shalol L'Shma, oh, Shalol L'Shma, what would happen to you? Then for sure you would pay because there's no Malkus. Well, what case did Rashi give you Shalosh Shmar by saying? What was the case? What was Rashi's case? Chatas L'Shem Shlomim, thank you. Did Rashi say that or not? Chatas L'Shem Shlomim, but he said, what's the deal of a Chatas L'Shem Shlomim? What? It's Mamish Pasul. It's Mamish Pasul, and Rashi is saying that you're going to pay. And don't hide behind in a loki mishalim. But wait a second. If we're right that Rashi really was concerned with the in a loki mishalim, that Rashi was somehow had in mind in the back of his pocket, he had up his sleeve the issue of Rabbi Yehuda, and he was addressing the issue that the Meiri raised, if that was really the kavan of Rashi, so then Rashi solved absolutely what? Absolutely nothing by changing the case. By changing the case from real pigul to chatos Hashem shlomim, Rashi jumped right out of lo yechoshev, right into what? Right back into lo yechoshev. And don't hide behind the Rashi menachas that days and tell me, nope, there's no lo yechoshev and shalom l'shma, wrong. Rashi only said there's no lo yechoshev and shalom l'shma when it doesn't pass the carbon. So I don't know, I'm not sure. I grant you, I don't know what's behind the Rashi Menachos. I don't know why did Rashi Menachos not apply lo yechoshev. Is it because Rashi held that there's no lo yechoshev ever by shalol l'shma, like the Brisker Rav Shtickl Torahs? Or Rashi was only saying it b'chi agav that doesn't pass on the korban. Nafkamida between those two biurim and the Rashi Menachos Abeis is can we stick this into Rashi and Bavakama Dafeh? It's just a tzorachi and I'm not sure. I don't know. But when you read the Rashi in Bavakama Dafeh, you have to ask yourself this kasha. Why did Rashi veer off course? What did Rashi accomplish? Did he accomplish what he wanted to accomplish? You got to learn two Rashis in Bavakama Menachos, raise the Brisker Rav Chakira, try to isolate what the Rashi in Menachos meant, and then go back to Bavakama Dafeh. That's after you read the Rashi. But let's move on a little bit more. We're reading the Rashi, so we'll read it properly to the end. So what does Rashi say here? Rashi changed the case. For whatever reason Rashi changed the case, either the Gilyon's reason or the Chassam Sofer's reason, Rashi's new case of Mefagel, which is going to be Chayev Mamon, is what case? What's the case? Chatas L'Shem Chadus l'shem shlomim. That is the case by excellence. And what's the Hefsid Mammon, Rabbi, say? What's the Hefsid Mammon? What? What's the Hefsid Mammon of Echatas L'Shem Shlomo? At the end of the day, he had dedicated this animal. He spent $1,000 on buying this animal. And now we're going to tell him, the Quran, we're going to say, sorry, we can't use this animal. Because that Nikabub Kayan made it into a Shalol Lishma. The first mission Zvachim says the carbon's puzzle. So you got to go back to the farm and buy another $1,000 animal. The guy's fuming. But he has no choice. Why does he have no choice? Why does he have no choice? He has to be a Chatas, right? He has a Chiv to be a Chatas. What if we could take it out of the realm of chatas for a second? What if he took a neder to bring an ola, and the kohen went ahead and shechted l'shem shalomim? So is the korban posel? Korban's not posel, but what does he have to do? He has to bring another one. Why? Because he took a neder. Keshe nadat l'shem akecha davar shedvat t'ficha lo'ola ba'am l'shem chayva. So even though the carbon is not puzzled per se, but Rashi was very clear in emphasizing that the point of chiyuv, the point of hefsid is, as I state in Rashi, the ena carbon early chayv is ba'ilav, it's rech achir. It's the necessity to bring another one, that is the hefsid moment. So we can extrapolate who are the nami to other cases. Rashi gave one case, other cases as well. However, what do you think the mashmalos would be in the following case? What if a person was planning on bringing an oila, and the kohen messed him up and turned it into a shlomim? But what if the halach would be that the bialim don't have to bring another oila? How could that be? They took a ned to bring an oila. What's the answer? No, they didn't. They took a nedava. What's the answer? Ned and nedava. The Mishnah says that an oila means harei alai, and nedava means harei zo. So harei alai means I have a personal obligation to bring a korban oila. Even if I designate an animal and something happens to the animal, I have to bring another one. Hashem Kain, if I said I raise zoo, I said this particular animal should be an oila, and then something happens to the animal, so it's off walk. So I'm done, I'm finished, I don't have to bring anything else. So the implication of Rashi is that the med devar mamurim, that the med devar mamurim, we're going to label the mafagel as being chayav, that if his act of pigol, his machshavas pigol, resulted in the bialim having to go to buy another animal. They could have to buy another animal because of the chatos and the mitzvah that Torah is you have to bring a chatos, or they have to buy another animal because they took a neder and the mitzvah Torah is you have to fulfill your nederim. But vice versa, that if that neither of those things happened and the person opened up his big mouth and he said I'm going to bring a korban, but he didn't say a real life, he said a real zoo, and then the korban went in was mafago that korban, so the bialim have no dinter against the kohen. So say the kohen, you menuvel mushchas kohen. I gave you my animal and you messed me up. So what's the kohen's response? Send me a bill. So what's the bill? There's no bill. The guy's not mechuyev to bring another korban. So there's no bill. By a chatas there's a bill. By an oyle derech neder there's a bill. There's no bill. So, says the Shit B'Kubetzis that inochinami, that ultimately what we just said is correct, says the Shit B'Kubetzis in our sugya, and that is the reason why Rashi gave the description of chatas l'shem shlomim. Rashi could have just as easily said what? Oyla l'shem shlomim. Because if the hefsed is not the psul shabbat, we're not focusing on the fact that the animal is possible, but we're focusing on the bill that I have to go to the farm and buy another animal. Rashi could have just as easily given a scenario leading out chatas. Why run to chatas? Chatas is such a drastic case. So the animal's mamish puzzle. Tone it down a little bit and even give a case of oila. So the Gilyon in the Shimon Kubetzis quotes, again, the same story, that the reason why Rashi was so careful in his wording was, every word of Rashi counts. Rashi didn't, sometimes we think Rashi's sitting back with his cup of coffee, feet up. You know, whatever comes out of the pen, Rashi's words are measured. Every word of Rashi, every letter of Rashi is a pearl. Rashi thought through every single thing, every single nuance, anticipating what you're going to think about what he says, and says the Gilyon, the Fagil, Mashapush Rashi is on the 19th in Mamakremis, Sheshachet Chatas Hashem Shlomim, L'Shem Chatas O L'Shem Oila, Nira the Milt of the Psika Nochat, the Shlomim Lomashkach, Ela Ba'ayme Harei Alai, the Iluba Harei Zeh, Lo Nechai Be'achriyusar, Me'en Abayim Nesodim, Atkan. There's a little bit of a girsa complication in the Shita. But basically what Rashi is driving at, the Shita Mekubetz is saying, is that Rashi gave Dafka the example of Chatas for something else, because every time you mess up with the Shlomo Shema Chatas, you know there's Hefzed Mamun, because it's puzzle, it's done, it's history. When you have a Shlomim or an Ola that you messed up and did it for the wrong Kavana, it will sometimes constitute a Hefzed Mamun and sometimes not, depending on that Nakuda, was it a Neder or a Nedava? So Rashi didn't want to confuse you with the Ndarm and Nedava. See, the sig is so long anyway, it's already Wednesday afternoon, the guys are half asleep anyway. So Rashi wanted to make life easy for you, and therefore Rashi left out any other complicated, convoluted cases. Everything is simple. This sig is a very simple sig, not a complicated sig, very simple sig. And therefore Rashi went down the track of Chatas, L'shem something else, rather than Oilo Shlom L'shem something else, because then otherwise you have to distinguish a Neder and a Dover. But the bottom line is, says Rashi in Bava Kamma Dafei, if you have to isolate the Hefzed Mamun, point to me the Hefzed, where it is the Hefzed Mamun, Rabbi Yitzchak, tell me, where is the Hefzed Mamun? The fact that what? That you have to buy another, you have to buy another Korban. Thus is the Hefzed Mamun. Rashi in Gittin and Daftin Gimel, where the identical Sugya Pigo, the real Sugya Mefago, shows up. Listen to what Rashi says. Listen to this one. Rashi says, Chayovin, L'shalim D'mein L'bailim, Sherei Tzrichim L'havi Acherim, because after all, you better pay, because we've identified, we've isolated a Hefzed Mamun, that you have to pay Damim L'bailim, because they have to. What does Tzrich mean? Have to. You must. Either Hilchas Chatas dictates it, or Hilchas Neder dictates it. Now Rashi starts talking a different world, a whole different world, something that doesn't appear in Bava Kamma. The Inamin in Dovihi. And now Rashi opens up our eyes to something that the Shibu Kabetas closed a minute ago. Shibu Kabetas, 1 minute ago, said that Rashi that don't talk the language of Nedava because you're going to end up with no Hefzed Mamun and the Sugya doesn't begin. But Rashi in Gittin does talk the language of Nedava. The Inam Nedavi, Kasha Be'enav Shlohikriv Karbano, Shere Lahavi Deiren Hayim Evakesh. Goes off there, no. What did Rashi just say? Rashi in Gittin says, I can give you a case, I construct a case of Nedava also, and there's still a Hefzed Mamun. What's the Hefzed Mamun? Listen to this one. This is a very 2019 kind of a term. What do we call this? Emotional damage, psychological trauma. I'm suing for emotional damage. Have you heard of this, Mr. Alter? Okay. Does it exist in America? Well, guess what? In Rashi, it exists. Listen to the guy. This is the Din Torah, okay? The Din Torah is... I send the hazmana to the kohen who is mefagel. I say, you better show up in Beisdin today. You better show up in Beisdin because I got a bone to pick with you. Okay, what's my time? What's my claim against you? I set aside an animal to bring as a gift to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you took away that opportunity for me. So what is the kohen? The kohen's a very, very financial guy. He's not majoring in psych and why, he's a psych sibs guy. He says, send me the what? Send me the bill. What's the cost of you, dollars and cents? So what does this poor balabas say? He starts crying and sobbing and says, what's it costing me? What's it costing me? Emotional trauma. What's my trauma? I thought I was going to have to develop this unbelievable relationship. You stole my relationship. I had a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom in the making. I set aside a korban, and now I can't, and now I don't get anything out of that korban. It's not Eil Hashem Chadasi. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not listening to me. So the cold, stone-faced Kohen HaMefagel says four words. Send me the bill. I don't have a bill for this. I can't put it into dollars. Send me no bill, no payment. So Rashi and Gittin just opened up the door for an emotional claim. Very, very strange. Is this a D'araisa Dika claim? That's called a D'araisa Dika Hefsed Mamon? It's very hard to know because the case of Mefagel anyway is not what? Mefagel is never going to be a D'araisa for multiple reasons. Why is it not a D'araisa? Let's rattle off the reasons of the Chazar's last 2 weeks. First of all, it's Hezek Shinner Nikar. Second of all, according to Tosfos and Daf Hamed Aleph, what else is it? And Mefagel is only going to be, unlike Tosfos and Daf Kuf, remember that? Didn't we talk about that recently? And according to Tosfos Shita, what is Garmi? It's only Darabon anyway. So we have a half a dozen reasons, a peck of reasons why, but only Darabon anyway. Throw in another good reason. That part of the Knas, the Mephagos of Rashi and Gittin is, even though the Hezek doesn't even register on the barometer of Hezek with their eyes, this is not a physical damage. The Chiddush Gadol, the Rashi is saying. But I'll call upon him, whether you go down the route of Rashi who's talking about real financial dollars and cents, the numbers are crunching on the family of Alpha Gamma, or this psychological trauma on the, and getting up in Gimel, there's something interesting that's playing out over here. We're almost focusing on the wrong party to this claim. Who is taking this kind of fagel to the Din Torah? The owner of the carbon, right? And he's claiming either psychological damage or financial loss. Who is not taking this party, taking this mefagel to a Din Torah? I would have thought there should be another name on the somebody versus somebody here. Who should it be? The Beis HaMikdash. You want to get really, really, you know, spirit. The Rebbeinu Shor, the Chvayda the Atzmo. Because after all, what happened? What happened here?
He's supposed to
get a carbon and dinner. The Beis HaMikdash suffered a tremendous loss. What's lost to the Beis HaMikdash suffer? Well, in the case of either literal Mefagel, Pshuta Kimashmo, with the Beis HaMikdash, thought of getting a real carbon, they end up with a Pasuk, it's got to be destroyed, got to be burnt. Or even in Rashi's toned-down case, they thought they're getting a carbon chatas and ended up getting a what? A Pasuk of carbon. Now, true, in the case of, let's say, a Shlomim L'Shem Ayla, one could argue the Beis HaMikdash didn't really lose anything because if you want to say something really razzle-dazzle, when you have a shlomim l'shem oila, mitzad the Beis HaMikdash, was there any loss? No, they got a kosher carbon. Oh, it's a kosher carbon. Because vachshas kushos man ksherim. Who suffered a loss? The bialim. Either they suffered the financial loss or the psychological loss, depending on whether it's the neder and the dava. But mitzad the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash can't take the claim to a din torah, because the Beis HaMikdash lost nothing. But in the real case of the pigel, either classic pigel before Rashi entered onto the scene, what we thought pigel was, that Mefagel met Mamish Mefagel, or even Rashi's watered down Pigel of a Chata Shlo Lishma, there was a real live loss in finances for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's a problem. The Beis HaMikdash should have taken the guy to a Din Torah. So what happened to the Beis HaMikdash? Where is it? Why isn't it in court? Why isn't the Gizbar coming to court? What's going on? What's the answer? Everybody say? What's the answer? Who knows the answer? What's wrong? Why does it rub you the wrong way? You're right. It rubs you the wrong way. Why did it rub you the wrong way? Because there's a din, v'guna v'beis ha'ish, v'lo v'beis ma'a, v'lo v'beis ha'kdesh, that you don't have to pay. When you're going there, v'dav min ha'kdesh, you don't have to pay. You don't owe the Beis HaMikdash anything. The Beis HaMikdash is not a teveya in the imamnes. That's why Rashi didn't bring the Beis HaMikdash into the fray here. Because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have a tain against you in Dinei Mamnas. Therefore, Rashi was forced to introduce as the Baal Din, the Bailim themselves, and therefore Rashi had to dance around and say, well, what's the Hefsed? Is the Hefsed the pasos of the carbon? Is the Hefsed the lack of being Yotzi and Neder? Is the Hefsed your psychological trauma? Rashi had different options for what that Hefsed is. But the one Hefsed that didn't even register, according to Rashi, is the Hefsed HaMikdash. Because quite frankly, there is no Hefsed HaMikdash. Because Gunu Beis Ish, Lo Beis Ektish. So if you take a look at the last Siddur Mamakoymus, the Ramban. The Ramban in Gittin Daf Nun Gimel. He asked this kasha. The Ramban says, why in the world is anybody paying anything? Kasha li? If you steal an animal of hektish and you shecht it, so you don't have to pay. The regular rules, dalvei, hey, none of that applies. Kefil dalvei, nothing applies by a davshel hektish. Those are the ABCs. We're going to be based ishul, based hektish. My daughter is learning Pashas Mishpatim now in 7th grade. So, why she learning now? No, that wasn't Pashas Shavuot. They were learning Pashas Shavuot. So she just had a test and so many things in Pashas Mishpatim. So she's asking me so many questions about all these very, very detailed questions about do you pay four, do you pay five for a shor and a seh, and, you know, kefel, and what's a shomachina, what's a shomachachar. So she was like amazed that I knew all the answers to this question. Like, wow. Okay. It would have been a sad day if I couldn't pass the 7th grade fashion lesson test. I probably would have had to retire as a Rebbe and Yeshiva. Or maybe switch to learning Moed or something. Okay. So, Rabbi Sa. Okay. So, she asked me some questions about some brachas things or something. So she said to my wife, she said, you know, she doesn't know what brachy making a rap, what brachy making that, and five questions of the things. So she said, Appa knows all this bracha stuff also. Also, it wasn't the most complicated case of Baruch Shadows, which is some of the ABCs. Okay, so I prided myself on getting 100 and some extra credit on the 7th grade Breuer's Bishpasim test. Okay, so basically, getting back to that story. So the Ramban poses a question and he says, why is there any Din Torah altogether? Yes, well, so basically, hektish. What did the Ramban think in his kasha? Who did the Ramban think is coming at the court? Hektish is coming to court. It's hektish sending a hazmana. Hektish versus Mefagel. So the Ramban said, hey, wait a second, why is there any case here altogether? Yesh loy mazok the Ramban. Lo oylem keren mishalmi. Says the Ramban, no. You do pay keren when you're mazik dovashal hektish. You're not totally potter. Mishum takonis l'chom shal zahal zvegdeshis. So, min ha-Torah maybe you don't have to, min the Rabbanim, when you're mazik hektish, you do have to pay. You don't pay kefir, you don't pay, you do pay the etzem hadovar. And therefore, it must be that Kohanim Shepigu B'Mikdosh is the Beit HaMikdosh coming. He's got the different claim over here. Different plaintiff, is that the correct word? Correct, very good. Okay, that was a 50-50 chance whether that was the right word. It was either that or defendant, but I figured out defendant is the guy who's defending himself. So the plaintiff, always thinking, always one step ahead of the guys. So the plaintiff is Mr. Hektish, and he is claiming... The Beit HaMikdash is demanding the money back for that terrible act of Figul. That's the Ramban's first error. It's unlike Rashi. And then at the end, the Ramban backs out and says, oh, you know what, maybe Rashi is right. Inami, the last second, the last line, Hachal Abayel Muchayev, Shrehein Chayavim Bechrayas, Shetzvichim Lavi Zevachacher. That at the end of the day, the Chiv is Klapei the Bailim, the Chiv is not Klapei the Hektish. Falling back in the sense of Rashi, most probably held. So we have multiple approaches as to within the sugya hakohanim shepigu b'mikdash chayovin, chayovin to who? Chayovin to mikdash, chayovin to bailim. Imtum zlomit chayovin lebailim, is it a chiyah for the hefsed? Because the carbon fossil is a chiyah for the not being yotzi nether? Is it a chiyah for the not having the ability to bring that carbon that you want, that your heart desired, you've been looking forward to for the last 6 months to bring? What is the hefsed? Also unclear. A lot of different possibilities. So at the end of the day, we should have some clarity in the sugya pigul. It's a fairly complicated sugya, I admit to that. We saw a lot of interplay between the zikin and kachim. We had to get a little familiarized with some issues related to kachim to appreciate pigul. Again, this is all one, two words. It's only because of b'chiya 24 things, and the Gemara thought maybe there's room for a 25th. So harei mefagel. So we have spent the last 3 weeks on the two questions of the Gemara, what should have been on the list. Moisa should have been on the list. And Mufago should have been on the list. In the process, with Baruch Hashem, we try to understand and get a better Havana in terms of these sugyas of the Gami we touched on a lot, Hezek Shere Niko we touched on a lot, we spoke a lot about Mufagel and different nuances of Mufagel, all these pieces of the puzzle all match up together. All thank you to the Halig of Rabbi Chiyah. The Gemara says, not for Rabbi Chiyah, Torah would have been Mishtakachas Miyisrael. The Gemara says in Bamatziah that Rabbi Chiyah, besides writing brights about the 24 of us in Ezekiel, so he was an elementary school principal. So the Gemara says that he put together, brought a bunch of kids together, and he shechted some deer, and he took off the skins and he wrote Sefer Torah and he gave a brachus to one kid and a shmos to another kid, and he gave another kid, taught them chumash, made them teach each other, and then he taught each one a state of mishnayos, made them teach each other, and he set up a whole system of self education, way ahead of his times. And the Gemara says, "Ev nafra bichia, umol Rabbi Chia nishtachat Eretz Yisrael." So another great contribution of Rabbi Chia was this brayse of 24 Avos Nezikin that has enabled us to be zoichet to learn the sugyas of Mefagel and Baiser and everything in between. Okay, any last question on this thing before we move on? Okay, yeah, one last question. What? Mishapar, no. Mishapar is a very, very unique thing. The what?
No.
Mishapar, that's a mission. But see, a guy who doesn't keep his word about buying anything. No. That's about, I enter the business deal with you, and I don't keep up my, I give you the money, and then I back out, so that's called the Mishapar. In a colloquial sense, Mishapar, we say, it's the opposite of Mishaberich. If a guy has something to complain about, we say he's game of Mishapar. But that's a colloquialism. That's a Yiddishism. It's not a real halachic term. Okay, any last questions? Good. Move on to the next one. Okay.